Say Yes, the South Australian Young Entrepreneurs Scheme is now on the hunt for participants to join the program, which commences in November. The government-funded 12-month program is designed to assist young South Aussies aged 18 to 35 to turn their business concept into a reality or make their new business more sustainable. This year's winner, Luke Timmins from NAN, co-runs Adelaide and Hills Lawns and Gardens. He joins me now to tell us about his experience. Hey, Luke.
How you doing?
Yeah, really well, thanks. Hey, congrats on your award earlier in the year. That's awesome.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Yeah,
would have been a great acknowledgement and recognition.
Definitely. Validation, I reckon, was the big one that we used for it. It's pretty cool to see that get recognised from a pretty big organisation. It's fantastic.
Yeah, so you built your business in 2015 with a business partner, Jared. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so it's actually a bit of a different story. Jared actually founded the business a bit earlier, and then I basically dropped out of uni to work with him, and we pretty quickly realised that our skill sets oppose each other. So we thought we may as well go into partnership and leverage each other's skill set, and it's sort of grown from there.
Oh, great. What's your skills?
So I'm a bit more calculated. I like maths and science and finance and that sort of thing, so that was my skill set, whereas Jared, he's much more, he's got the emotional intelligence, his situational awareness and all that sort of thing, and he's sort of the drive behind the business. So together we managed to form a pretty strong alliance and go from there.
Oh, beautiful complementary sort of styles. That's a really good idea.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you decided to join in with Say Yes. I've heard some pretty cool things about its success. How did you come to be a part of it?
I actually heard about it through a friend of mine, and after doing a bit of research, I was on the sort of, I guess I was on the lookout for a bit more education around business and that sort of thing. It's a bit of a fly by the seat of your pants type of experience in general. So short of an MBA, I thought this looks sort of like a mini MBA basically. So it sort of fitted in with what we were trying to do, as well as being able to run the business at the time and not have to take away from the business to go and study or anything. It fitted in quite well.
Yeah, actually, before we get into sort of the nuts and bolts of the Say Yes program, what is it that is special about your organisation? Like, what do you offer the community?
Good point. Our service is based around customer service. So we're obviously, you know, there's a lot of mobs out there doing landscaping and lawn mowing and tree services and that sort of thing, but we stress the client service, and by doing that is by building it around good people. So we've got a pretty big culture factor at AHLG that we try and implore amongst the boys to then deploy in the field with the clients and that sort of thing. I think it shows in their work as well. When you've got good people that enjoy coming to work and love what they do, their output's obviously a lot higher. Their client interactions generally are much more positive, and then the client satisfaction from that is obviously a bit higher as well.
Oh, fantastic. With me at the moment is Luke Timmins. He's South Australian Young Entrepreneur of the Year. He was awarded that after doing the Say Yes program. I hear that this program really helped you a lot, that you guys hired more staff and had extraordinary growth in revenue just as a result of doing some work with the Say Yes program.
Yeah, that's correct. It's pretty amazing, really, when you can see a lot of the things you learn in the course are quite tangible for things you do day to day. I was actually in the regional section of the course, so a lot of the content was geared towards guys in agriculture or landscaping or service-based industries, which was really helpful. So they cover a massive range of topics, which we were able to sort of cherry-pick the pieces that apply to us and put them into practice within our business.
What do you think was the most useful thing that you learnt in that 12-month program?
Probably there's a lot of different techniques and tools that they teach you, which we were sort of unaware of. A lot of the information we had a basic knowledge of based on doing a lot of reading and that sort of thing, but the different tools that you can take to different parts of your business and literally apply them and get results then and there, different scenarios and analysis and all these different things that, again, yeah, we just never heard of, to be able to do it and then see the results, then act on those results as well and see changes pretty well straight away. That was pretty cool.
Did they also talk about making things a bit more sustainable?
Definitely, yeah, big focus of it. A lot of future planning and that sort of thing, and sustainability, that's basically the core of the course at the start in particular, is a lot of future planning and setting up for the long term, which definitely holds you in good stead, especially being that the course is focused around new businesses as well. It's something you can lose track of. You're sort of looking just to get through the next day, the next week. You're not necessarily looking months and years ahead.
So, yeah, it must be reassuring to be able to look at these projections and actually have a bit more of a tangible understanding of how your business is going and where it's headed.
Exactly right, yeah. It gives you a goal to work towards much longer term. And then if you can spread that amongst your team as well, it just seems to galvanise the whole group as well, knowing you've got a common goal to work towards.
So if anyone's interested, if they're between 18 and 35 years, there is the Say Yes program. Did it cost you any money, or how did it go in terms of applying and that sort of thing?
There is a small cost involved, but I think given the quantity of the content that you get given, it's probably well worth the cost. Compare it to any other short course or MBA or anything like that, and it's definitely worthwhile.
Oh, here we go, $1,600 per person.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. So that's open at the moment. And yeah, any final words of encouragement for people who are thinking of arming and ahhing about doing the program?
Do it. I was one of those people humming and ahhing about it. Jared's actually signed up for the Encore course as well, which is for over 35s, basically a very similar course, just aimed at the over 35s. But if you're definitely wondering, looking for a bit more information, not sure where to find it, get in contact with Business SA. But it's definitely a great course. I highly recommend anyone in the startup phase or a bit more advanced stage of their business to get involved.
Oh, good on you, Luke. Well, thanks for joining us to tell us about Say Yes. And if anyone wants to get in touch with you, you've got Adelaide and Hills Lawns and Gardens. We can just look that up on Google, right?
Correct. Definitely. Yeah, all over socials and that as well.
Well, thanks heaps for your time.
Thank you.